I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
You have nothing to do with it. You're not on the team. You're not playing. You're not on the bench. You're not a coach. You're not the play-by-play guy. You're nothing. You're just a fan. That's all you are. It's so funny to me how we're supposed to brush that under the rug and just carry on with the football. So let's just let that dog lie, and then everyone can celebrate his greatness on the football field. I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of hearing about his memory. What a gifted human being. He's just so much better than all of us. If you're going to sell me that you're such a genius, then you gotta sell me that you win every game. Why is it that the NFL gets to take everything to the next level? Like they're the supreme being of all atrocities. If they're found guilty of a crime, they should be suspended. If they're not found guilty, they should not be suspended. What's so hard about that? Everyone says I'm this, I'm that. Like, I got anything to do with it. You're going to blame the loudmouth radio host in New York? I'm the problem? How stupid are you? Nothing new.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
It's Pharrell on the Bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad at a bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Ooh. And we're at the MGM in Sin City, the Mecca, the hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, for Wilder Ortiz 2. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, fight to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter. Brains splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it. Ooh. Are you with us tonight from Las Vegas? Some old Van Halen, turn down that G-damn Van Halen, baby.
Have you seen her? So bad and pretty, moving with a style and ease. And I feel from a
crowded room.
It's love in the
third degree. Sing it. Anything else she know, well, who you are.
Ooh, baby, baby, won't you turn your head my way? Ooh, baby, baby, well, don't skip romance, cause you're old enough to dance.
855-212-4 CBS is our toll-free number, brought to you by Geico. Great news. You could save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, so we're in Vegas. Carver High and Matt Hatter back in New York City. And Mafia and I are here at the MGM for Wilder Ortiz 2 on Saturday at the Grand Garden Arena here at the MGM, our home away from home. And it's on pay-per-view, Fox pay-per-view, and the Fox Sports app. Call your cable operator and order the fight. It doesn't get any better than this. We're here tonight and tomorrow for special editions of Pharrell on the Bench, gearing up for the Ortiz Wilder 2 title rematch. Tune in, catch the big showdown on pay-per-view, as I said, and the Fox Sports app. Everybody's fired up here. Great crowd today, Mafia. They had a lot of big names here, and we're getting ready to have a great show tonight. We're going to have our good, dear friend Freddie Roach on in a couple seconds, and then the State of the Bruce, which is Bruce Binkow, always with the State of the Bruce. And then later, that's coming up here in the first hour. Second hour, later, 8:04 Pacific, 11-ish East, Rick Harrow on our Sports Business Report. 8:40 Pacific, 11:40 East. Chris Domino from The Fan in Atlanta is here. Domino and Cellini, we will talk to Chris, our good friend from Atlanta, coming up later. And then Jay Berman is back in New York on updates. Freddie, my man.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, brother?
Everything's great.
Thanks a lot for hanging out here in the posh media center with no one in it at all, except maybe five or six people sitting here. Are they smoking weed over there? All I know is it's good to see you as always, bro.
Yeah, good to see you too. Thank you.
So I know you're busy, and I know it sucks having to wait around for me, but I got here. At least I showed up to do the show, which is a positive step.
You're always positive.
You know what I mean? Somebody's got to show up and do the job, and it's Pharrell and Roach. So tell me about Neary, Luis Neary. That's your boy, right?
Yeah, he just he walked in the gym about a month ago, and it reminded me of Manny Pacquiao. And he says, I'm Manny's biggest fan, and I think you did a great job with him. He said, can you train me? So I said, okay, let's go. So
wait, now let me ask you, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that the greatest trainer on the face of the earth, bar none, that a kid can walk off the street. Now, he's already a good fighter,
yeah,
but he wanted something better. And that you were willing, just by that, just by him saying that he's Manny's biggest fan and you're the baddest trainer on the planet, I want you to train me. And that's all it took to nail you down?
To nail me down, he had to put the gloves on.
And show you.
And show me him. And he showed me. He can punch really, really hard. He's a really, really good puncher.
You told me that today. So, yeah, so you got in the ring with him, and he started slapping you around a little bit with those strong paws, and you knew you had something.
Yes, I definitely knew. Yes.
So wait, when you worked him out, how long did it take you to notice that you had something? 5 minutes.
Two
minutes. Yeah. So in 2 minutes, you knew you wanted the gig.
Yes. And then
how does that work out? How did you close that deal? Just easily because you're that cool?
Yeah, we just made a time for him where he can fit in with my smaller guys for sparring and so forth.
Right.
And then then 2 weekends in a row he went to Mexico, and I said, why are you going to Mexico? He said, well, I went to visit my family. I said,
he's from Tijuana.
Yes. And I said, well, you know, it's better for you to be here. He concentrated on the fight, and then
I just want you to hold on a second, Freddie. We got to establish some things here.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know how badly I behaved multiple times in Tijuana. I just want you to know, Freddie, that I mean to tell you, I did everything in Tijuana, and I did most of it completely naked. I mean, honestly, here. Can you take that call there? That's my son calling about his fantasy team. And Mafia's his special advisor, like your Neary's special advisor. Mafia has to answer the gambling and fantasy questions with my son, Gunner. So, anyway, I partied in Tijuana multiple times, always naked, and I did felonies there. I mean, sheer felonies. I can't even believe, Freddie, that I got back over the border.
Yeah, and I was wondering how he got back over the border.
I mean, honestly, that place... It has, I mean, the partying that goes on there, it's a little taste of hell, but it's fun. It's fun there.
Yeah, I enjoy Tijuana.
You go down there and party?
I don't party.
You've been down there, and you know they party down there.
Oh, yeah, I know they party down there.
I mean, I know a lot of people that used to, like, go down there to get, like, drugs and steroids and stuff. I mean, you knew that, right? Like, at one point, you could score anything there.
You can score, yes. It's a very open market.
Right, like, it is the ultimate black market, is it not? You can go down there and literally get anything for, like, 20%. I mean, honestly. Am I wrong?
No, I get 30% off.
All right, so wait. Oh, you get 30. I believe it, Freddie. You got more juice than me. So did you? So you went down there, but did you ever go down there with him? To,
no.
He just went down to see his family.
Yes, and I told him that he's got to stay in camp and train for this fight coming up, and he's a pretty good kid, and one of his brothers got sick, and then I said, did you go down to see him? He says no. I said, why didn't you go down and see your brother? He said, he doesn't feel well. He said, well, you told me not to. I says, oh, thanks for listening.
Well, there, at least he listened.
Yeah, at least he listened.
So who's this kid, Rodriguez, from the? He's from Puerto Rico that he's fighting?
Yeah, we're a tough kid from Puerto Rico, and one of the better fighters out of Puerto Rico, actually. And he's not an easy opponent, but style-wise, my guy should be too strong for him.
Right, so he's, you know, bottom line is Neary's 30-0 with 24 knockouts?
Yes.
Has he fought anybody?
He's fought two of the best Japanese fighters that are over there, and he's beat them both. He's knocked them both out.
How did he get those fights? You?
No, that was before he...
This is your first fight with him?
First fight, yes.
And who was training him before you?
I think he trained himself.
Are you kidding?
No, no.
So wait a minute. All right, so he's, you know, that sounds stupid.
He's a little wild, yeah.
So he's like a renegade.
Yeah, but he's learning very quickly.
So how has he adapted to your ways?
He's adapted very well. You know, he needs a lot of work with the footwork. He, you know, his favorite fighter is Pacquiao. So he gave me a good lead there. And
like, so does he emulate him?
Yes, he does.
So he tries to be him almost.
Yes.
With his style.
With that style, yeah. He probably punches a little harder.
And does he think, so he punches harder than Manny?
Yeah. He's not as quick, but he's much stronger, yes.
So do you think that when you see him in the gym at Wild Card, do you feel that he's got the chance to be better than Manny Pacquiao, who's had a legendary career with you?
He does have a chance to be a tall order, of course, but he does have a chance. He's that good, yes. I mean, so then finally, you know, we get ready for sparring.
Right.
And I got three guys lined up for him sparring.
Right.
What happens?
He destroys them all.
He knocked three out.
And what did you think when you saw that?
That was pretty.
And that was amazing. That was convincing.
Very, very convincing.
That solidified the deal.
Yeah, it did. And
so the guys that you get to spar, you know everyone. So you got three tough cookies,
yes,
to come in there and dance with him, and he knocked them all out.
Yes.
And then what did they think? Like, I mean, the guys that you got to spar, they had to have said something to you. Like, that guy just smashed my face in.
Yeah, one guy told me, he said, I'm not coming back on Wednesday. No problem. No problem.
So what did you think when you saw the damage that he was, the damage plan he was on?
You know what? Because I felt his power in the mitts, and he really hits hard. And when he's boxing, he really goes really all out.
And he's a bantamweight. So what is the exact weight?
118 pounds.
118. So he's a little dude.
He's a small dude.
But he means business.
He does. And the thing is, when you get little guys that can punch, it's very unusual because you don't really find that too often.
What did you think of, you told me today that Chavez Jr. came strolling into there as well to work with you?
Yes, he did.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that he's coming back to fight and that you're working with him?
Yes.
And how does he look? And what's his story lately? Where the hell's he been?
He's trying to clean his life up and do better. He came first day he came in, I look at him, I says, he's in shape. He came to my gym in shape before he got there, and that's something that...
In fighting shape.
And he looked really good. And he's sparring with... I got a kid from Kazakhstan right now. He's the amateur champion of the world, and he's already going to the Olympics again in
really?
Japan. And the kid's a really good... I would like to turn him pro right now. He's a very good prospect, but he has his own people from Kazakhstan. But him and Chavez have been working really well together, and Chavez is doing quite well with him also.
Are you going to go to the Olympics?
No.
Why not?
I just don't have time right now. I have 21 pro fighters, and it's difficult at the
So you're drowning in work because you got 21 fighters.
Yes.
And who are your favorite fighters these days that you have working for you?
Well, I like all of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't have taken them. I wouldn't have taken them. So they all good work ethic and support. Chavez, I was a little worried about, of course, but I said, okay, now the deal goes. I said, first day you miss, I says, I'm gone.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
And he's never missed.
Nope.
So, do you like those reclamation projects?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what he is, right?
Yeah.
How old is he now? Do we know how old he is?
I think he might be about 34.
Wow. So that's like getting up there.
It's starting to get up there, yeah. But, you know, in today's market, the fighters are going a lot older than they used to.
To what, 40?
Yeah, they're going more like 40 right now because, the activity's not there like it used to be.
They'd fight twice a year.
Yeah, and like, you know, I fought 11 times my second year pro. So it was a different game back then.
But now it's twice or three max?
Yes, three's a big number.
And
now,
how do you feel about that number of fights? Do you feel that that's a smart, or they should be fighting more?
They should be fighting more.
That's what I think.
There's no way you can be sharp without activity.
That's what I mean. Like, so why do they go so short?
Because they're contracts
and agents.
Everyone wants to sign for so many fights. So many fights on TV, and there's only so much TV out there.
Right.
And, you know, with all these new companies coming.
How hard is it to be huge?
They make it look easy because there is a couple guys get huge really quick.
Right.
With the signing bonuses of, you know, over millions of dollars we're talking about.
Right.
And it's really, really good for boxing right now for a handful of guys, but not for everybody.
All right. We'll come back with Freddie Roach. We're talking to him here at the MGM in Vegas, and we'll find out what he thinks of some of the other fights like Wilder Ortiz and Leo Santa Cruz's fight with Flores. We got a lot going on. Of course, Luis Neri from Tijuana fighting Emmanuel Rodriguez in the Bantamweight Championship. So he'll be Neri will have a belt on Saturday night.
Yes, he will.
He's going to win a belt Saturday night. All right, it's Pharrell on the Bench. We're live in Vegas on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
I don't know if I can find exact moments of the game where I have multiple highlights here of just massive amounts of action. But I'm telling you, here's us running right now and just dealing. Now watch. Now, I'm out there. You'll see in a second. Here we go, Freddie. That's Mafia with the ball underneath
He's
there.
He's the slow one.
That was a bucket right there for Mafia. 6'5", 240. It's no joke. Mafia, I think at this point.
You know, Manny honestly flies teams in to play his team.
Okay, well.
At his house.
I'm out there. I'm in the corner right there. So anyway, I'm on the right block right down there by the basket. That's me right there. We're on defense right here. So here's the deal. There's me getting the rebound. Rip and run. Here we go. Off and running. I'm on the far left wing. Here we go. Let's see if we can get a little love going here. My boy will hit the J. You like that one?
Nice.
Boom, stick. Here's the deal. I'm not losing in a basketball game to little Manny Pacquiao at anything on a basketball court. Now, I know he can play basketball. I've seen him play basketball before.
Yeah.
I've actually seen him play basketball before. So he's decent. There's no denying it. But Mafia, just tell my boy Freddie here what the deal is. Just tell him the truth.
We got some good players overall. Scott can hit from the outside and get the little touch inside and the little flicks.
Bro, I dropped 15 a night automatic in a violent league filled with 6'8", 6'6", 6'5", monsters that played D1 basketball.
He's a terrible defender, but he could shoot.
I can shoot and score on anyone, and I can rebound, and I can swat shots, and I'm dirty.
Okay,
some little 5-foot dude. Let me tell you something, Mafia. How often do you see little 5-foot dudes do anything against me?
Never.
He's 5'6".
5'6" is 5 foot to me with shoes on. He's got shoes on, Freddie.
I'm telling you. I can't wait to tell him.
Listen, he's gonna call him up.
He's gonna send you plane tickets to the Philippines.
Tell that femme to send us, there's seven of us, we'll fly down to the Philippines, and I will rake him for, not only will I rake him, I'll rake him for three straight days and 20 straight games.
Okay.
I will rake him. And then he can, you know what he can do with all those millions he has? He's been feeding all them people in the Philippines. He can give me the money because he's always saving everybody's life. What he needs to do is give Pharrell the cash for dropping Mafia dunk in his face.
Well,
he's 6'5", 240, some little 5-foot dude.
Man, he's my height. Come on, man.
Listen, Freddie, you're the greatest trainer and my dear friend. But you're not scoring on me on a basketball. I will kill you.
I'm trying to get you like to have you a good time in the Philippines.
Manny Pacquiao will knock me out with one punch. Game over. Temple shot. Lights out. I'm sleeping for 2 days. But basketball is my bread and butter. Carver High, tell Freddie what's going to happen to him if he plays basketball against the Ballers.
I can't wait to get you two together.
Carver High.
Probably won't end well.
It's not going to end well. It is not going to end well. What I want to show you, though, like, Mavi, did I have that sweet and one last night on the breakaway, and little Mao tried to stop me. He's 5'6", too, and you know what I did to him? I took his wife out to dinner.
When you're driving to the basket, right, did they shrink?
Listen, dude, there's no 5-foot dude.
Tell me.
Does who shrink? There's no 5-foot dude stopping me. I'm 6'3", 220. There's no 5-foot dude stopping me at anything. I'm in basketball. It's not happening. Mafia, tell him before I lose my temper here. Freddie.
I'm scouting Manny right now. Give me a second, all right? I'm seeing
it. I know he can play.
He's got a weird shot, though. He's got a little hitch to his shot. It kind of looks like our boy Mike, the way he shoots to a degree. He has it out above the head, though, instead of Mike's shot from the chest.
Jerry West shovel shot. Listen, I know Manny can play ball. He cannot play ball like me. That's all there is to it. I played my whole life. He's a fighter. I'm a basketball player. I will school his ass 6 ways till Sunday. I'll beat him so many times, his entire family will take me out to dinner. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Now, listen, talk to me about you just told me, my man Freddie, you just told me that you think Ortiz is going to win the fight.
No, I didn't say that.
You said he's in great shape, and you think he's got a chance to beat him.
I do.
That's what you said.
I did.
What's the difference?
Because he got in shape and looks like he trained, but at times do people like?
You thought he was a fat ass before.
And the thing is, now he's got in shape, and at his age, which we don't know.
40.
40 plus.
You think he's 45?
I think he's 50.
Ready?
I think he's 50.
He was 40 when he got on the raft, and he got over. He was 5 years older. It took 5 years to go for 90 miles. He's like my boy. What's his name? Your boy, Yaziel Puig. It took him 12 trips. So you think when he got on the raft, he was 40, but when he got to Miami, he was 45?
At least.
Freddie! So wait. Now, so this is the first time you've ever... This is the first time you've ever seen him show up in shape for a fight.
For sure, yes.
So what did you think when you saw him all ripped and looking good and lost 25, 30 pounds?
Yeah, and I think he might have a good chance to win the fight.
Because he was kind of a fat ass when they fought in Brooklyn.
Yes, he was. But the thing is, they're both good punchers. They both hit hard, and they're both very, very good boxers.
What do you think of...
Wilder, when he knocked Tyson Fury down, I was amazed. I was amazed that my guy got up from those two shots.
What did you think of that in the 12th round when he was literally out cold and he saw Jesus? And he was literally out cold and he was talking to Jesus about his future in heaven. And somehow Jesus slapped him across the face and he woke up and got up and finished the fight. You knew he won 10 rounds of that fight, Fury.
Yes.
But you can't take a belt away from Wilder when he knocks him out twice.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what happened. So now they're going to fight again.
Yes.
What's going to happen the second time? Are you going to train Fury?
No, at this point, I haven't spoken to him in a long
time. Do you think he's lost his mind with all the wrestling and MMA BS?
I think he's just having fun.
He's just making money and having fun.
Yeah.
But you think he can still go? Because the guys he's fought lately literally work down at the DFW, where I take my garbage every week. The guys he's been fighting lately are absolutely the worst. Like, what, these fights on ESPN Plus have been a joke. You got to admit. You have to admit it to me.
Yeah.
They're embarrassing.
I haven't watched them.
What was the guy he fought? Do you remember, like, he fought some German guy?
Oh, yes.
Wallen? Was that his name?
Yeah, he's the best fighter in Germany, though.
So what?
They were showing the guy drinking like a Diet Coke before the fight.
Do you think, wait, Freddy, is he on Manny Pacquiao's basketball team, Wallen?
No.
The seven-footer. Freddy, so tell me what you think of Leo Santa Cruz. I love Leo.
Leo's a great fighter. I like him to win by knockout in this fight. He's a very good fighter, very good prospect.
Throws 100 punches around. Do you think he throws more punches than anyone in boxing right now?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah. I mean,
he's violent.
And efficient punches also.
Right. They all land.
Yeah, they all land. He's very sharp.
Body shots like crazy.
Very crazy.
He'll knock the liver through your organs, through the back of your – it'll go out your back.
Yeah.
He'll punch you so hard in the liver, it'll come out your backside. I've never seen anyone with land body shots like that, 50 of them around.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care about your face. He'll beat your body so bad you'll want to cry to your mommy. I mean, honestly.
Yeah,
he's like my favorite fighter to watch fight these days.
He's a great person.
What did you think of Errol Spence driving 100 miles an hour drunk?
You know, I just...
Do you think his career's over?
Yes.
Didn't he break every bone in his body?
He broke his jaw only, they say, and knocked his teeth out.
And that's it.
I don't believe that's...
I don't believe that for a minute either.
That accident was...
terrible.
You saw the car flip like 5 times. I'm glad he's alive.
What did you think when you saw that?
I thought he's over, for sure.
Right.
You know?
I mean, so he threw it all away?
Yes, so far.
And did you feel at any point that... how much time do I got, Mafia? Did you feel that at any point that it was like Crawford, Lomachenko, and Spence were the three best pound-for-pound fighters in the world?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so not anymore.
No, I mean...
So who's replaced him in the Errol Spence in that window?
Right now, because I wanted Pacquiao to fight him.
Right.
And, Pacquiao might fight one of those other guys. So.
I heard he's talking about Mikey or Danny Garcia. Now,
that's what's being offered right
now.
Do you think
that Mikey Garcia could beat Manny?
No.
You still think Manny keeps winning?
Yes.
How old is he now?
On December 17th, he'll be 42 years old.
42, and he's just going to keep going. Are they going to actually stick us with Mayweather and him again, or do you think Mayweather's just eating chocolate and partying and getting fat?
Manny really wants that rematch so badly because he was disappointed
right.
in the way he fought the first time.
But do you think that guy's going to get in the ring again? Because I'm not getting that feeling because I feel like he just doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care about boxing.
It doesn't seem like
he just wants to go to NBA games and spend money. Is that about right?
I think so.
And you know that it takes tons of hard work to actually want to fight a fight of that magnitude.
But one thing about him, though, if he does take the fight, he will train. He knows how to train.
All right, Freddie, I got to run. I love you. Great stuff as always. You're fantastic. You know I love you and have every time I see you, I love putting you on the show. You're terrific.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with Neary on Saturday night when he wins his – is that his first belt he'll win?
No, second.
Second belt. I'll yell obscenities from I'll be in the front row right by you in the corner, and I'm going to yell at you the whole fight and obscenities.
And I'll tell him, okay?
Yeah. Tell your Femi friend Manny – Femio, that the Pharrell Ballers are coming down to the Philippines and to get one of those little mariachi bands to play while I'm rolling 30 on his face.
Okay, no problem.
I mean, I will deal the finger roll on him like nobody's business. I'll have all kinds of windmill little jimmies. Tell him, Mafia. Mafia's not
him.
I will light him up like a bong.
Okay.
Like a Christmas tree.
I can't wait.
Tell Pacquiao it's on. Set it up, Freddie.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're back in Vegas. I got to tell you, that was just... I haven't recovered from this guy trying to sell me that little Manny Pacquiao can stop me in basketball. That's the funniest thing I've heard since I got here. I mean, I'm always looking for good one-liners or good jokes or funny people or stand-up comedy. I mean, I got it all tonight from Freddie telling me little Manny Pacquiao, little 5-foot Manny Pacquiao is going to stop me playing basketball. Ha! Are you kidding me? My daughter's better than Manny Pacquiao. And that's true, too. You've seen her.
She can ball.
My daughter will light Manny Pacquiao up like a cigarette. I'm not even kidding you. She'll do him. She'll drop 30 on him. All threes. She won't. You can't even stop her. She's going to be a schoolgirl legend. This girl can play, dude. I'm not even kidding you. She'll light him up. Forget about me. I'll humiliate him. I'll make him. By the time I'm done with him, he'll be naked in a ditch. It's time for the State of the Bruce. Carver High loves my annual trips, multiple trips to Las Vegas to hang out with the legend Bruce Pinkow of the PBC. And, of course, infamy on the bench with Pharrell on the bench. Bruce Pinkow runs the PBC for the Ghost, Mr. Heyman. And you've got yourself another great event on Fox Pay-Per-View and the Fox Sports app on Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena here in Sin City. But what I want to know about before we talk about Wilder Ortiz too is how can fans in Las Vegas tomorrow hang out with Pharrell? And because, you know, we have to be very careful, Bruce, as you know, with contests and giveaways and such. We don't do that on the bench. I'll get sued and I'll get tarred and feathered by the powerful suits that run the company I work for. So I have to say, I could do a meet and greet with the fans before the weigh-in, and then perhaps at that moment something could be exchanged in terms of love and respect to others.
Well, first of all, welcome to Vegas, my
yes, sir.
Friends. Look at this, Scotty Mafia. Now, last time I saw you, Scott,
right.
Brian wasn't there, but
Carver High.
We were Carver High. We were in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Getting ready for Spence versus Porter, and I told you that was going to be a barn burner.
Great fight.
Did I lie?
That was the fight of the year.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
It was a great night, top to bottom.
I thought that was the best fight I saw of the year. It was violent, and I thought that Showtime gave him all he could handle.
Yeah.
But I still thought that Errol Spence won the fight. And we were talking, Freddie and I, earlier about, I think my question to you is this. Do you think he threw his career away with the car wreck? I do. I said that. I said that to Freddie. Freddie thinks so, too. He thinks it may ruin him.
I mean, listen, all the reports that I'm getting is that he's fine. You know, he's ready to fight, wants to fight. He's back in the gym, and he's doing
Are you kidding? There's nothing wrong with him.
That's what I've been told, 100%.
So you're telling me a guy flips a Ferrari doing a $1.5 drunk driving and flips 15 times?
There are no official charges. So.
Oh, of course not, because he's got $100 million in the bank. By the time the rich get a DUI, by the time they're done, the cop was the guy drinking. I mean, he wasn't even driving the car. Ferrari, what Ferrari? I only have a Lamborghini.
I think we're going to see
I only
him
got
back.
A Bugatti.
I think we're going to see him back in the ring, and I think you're going to, you know, you're looking at the next big superstar in boxing.
Oh, so Spence comes back from it and fights Crawford, and Bud Crawford will be the guy that stops him. How's that for sandwich meat?
I'm not sure I'm with you on that.
You're not buying that either.
I'm not buying that.
Stay to the Bruce.
But anyway, my point is this. I told you last time,
right,
don't sleep on that fight. And I'm telling you this time.
Again,
Wilder versus Ortiz is going to be a really interesting fight.
Then why did you try to sell me that Kool-Aid today that you were trying to flavor me up with the 7-round BS? It's going to be over in 7.
No, I was saying I'm perplexed that the line in Vegas is it won't go 7, right?
Because
it's plus 125 that it doesn't go 7.
It won't go as minus 125.
Minus 125, right.
It will go as minus 105.
Okay, so I was asking you, what do you think?
Cuz I
said
honestly
over. Don't know.
I said over.
You said over. Okay.
Well, you know, cuz I have already interviewed Wilder today. Yeah. And Leo Santa Cruz. Now, those will be airing tomorrow on the bench. We are saving the fighters for tomorrow's show. Tonight is more about you, Freddie, and others.
Now, Freddie told you, I didn't hear the interview, but I'm guaranteeing that he said, watch out for Wilder. Don't sleep. I mean, Ortiz, don't
That's
sleep
right.
Ortiz,
he right? said that Ortiz has lost like 30 or 40 pounds and looks absolutely svelte.
Right. So you remember the last fight, and for everybody out there that doesn't remember, big heavyweight fight, Luis Ortiz, a Cuban monster that calls himself King Kong. Nobody wanted to fight him. Wilder says, I'll fight him, right? Wilder's dominating. He's doing his thing. You know, Wilder's, you know, got a perfect record. All of a sudden, in the 7th round, Luis Ortiz clips
Rocks him.
And buzzes him. And
yeah, he said he was buzzed.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of saying his equilibrium was off a little. He had vertigo.
I was watching Ferelico. I was buzzed watching it. Going,
he got he got rocked.
His knees buckled.
He had to hold on.
Ropes. It looked like they could have stopped it, and all of a sudden the bell rings, end of seventh round, Wilder survives.
Why do you think they didn't stop that fight?
Well, you know,
I thought he did a good job holding on. I actually believe they should have not stopped the
right.
fight.
Right. It was a good non-call, because I'll tell you why.
Do you think that's because he's the champ, they gave him the respect?
Well, no, I'm saying he came back. Listen, he came back. He got his legs back under him. He took a round. He collected himself, knocked the guy out in the 10th round. So it turns out it was the right call not to stop the fight.
Right.
You stop the fight when a guy can't defend himself.
So great job by the ref.
Great job by the ref. Ortiz gets clipped in the 10th
round. Unlike the NFL refs who ruin every game, you're telling me that the boxing refs lately have been making good calls.
Yeah, well, that was the right call.
That was a good call.
Because the guy came back and won the fight. Right. Now – So Wilder can go about his career. He's got all sorts of options. He's got Tyson Fury out there. He's got, he could fight anybody. Everybody wants to fight him. He's got the WBC heavyweight championship belt. He's the guy.
Right. He's a man.
He says, nope, I got unfinished business, right? People are telling me that, oh, you got buzzed by this guy. This guy caught you. He almost beat you. So, Luis Ortiz, nobody wants to fight this guy. There's no upside. Why are you going to fight this crazy Cuban? He hits like you're getting hit by a car, right? And he says, I'll fight him again. So next thing we know, Ortiz shows up at the commercial shoot, svelte, cut,
looking great,
because
then why do you guys have promo shots of him looking literally like he is an absolute? He looks like the size of a oasis of the seas.
That's what
he looks like a Royal Caribbean ship.
That's what he looked like in the first fight.
Is that where you got
it
from?
Yeah.
But now you're telling me he's lost 40 pounds.
Well, you saw him today. Didn't you see him here?
Talk with people that speak English. I don't hang out with Cubans and all the rest. People talking down to me in other languages and giving me the business, cussing at me in Spanish. I can't have it.
Dude, what happened to you? You used to live in L.A.
I know. Well, that was where I learned all my Spanish. Now I have a lot of work to do on my Spanish. As you know, Mafia, I watch only shows on Netflix in Spanish to prepare myself to go to fights like this. Bruce, don't go anywhere. We have the State of the Bruce. I have Rick Carl coming up, and then we'll get back into the boxing. We'll talk about some gambling and some fights and the weigh-in tomorrow. It's Ferrell and Bench from the MGM in Vegas.
Excellent.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.